From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at local science and environmental stories. Some of the most common building materials, drywall, steel, cement, are among the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. Manufacturing them requires vast amounts of energy. So several Silicon Valley startups are looking for cleaner solutions. And as Marjorie Sun reports, some of their efforts are drawing major venture capital.
When it comes to global warming, driving cars and generating electricity from fossil fuels are among the largest sources of greenhouse gases. But one lesser-known contributor, cement production, is no small polluter. Making a ton of cement typically releases a ton of CO2. California is the nation's largest producer and consumer of cement.
In order to make cement, you take limestone, shale, clay, some other trace materials, you put them in a big rotary kiln, and you heat them to about 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which releases a lot of CO2, says chemist Andy Youngs. Then...
And at that point, you get a bunch of chemical reactions that take place.
Which releases even more carbon dioxide. But Youngs works for a Los Gatos startup called Calera that's trying to transform cement manufacturing from a process that emits carbon dioxide to one that actually captures it.
We have scanning electron microscopes and particle size analyzers and X-ray diffraction machines. And
as we tour Calera's lab, Youngs explains his team is turning to nature as their model in trying to cut carbon emissions. Calera's founder, Stanford scientist Brent Constance, found inspiration from coral reefs.
You know, coral is very hard and tough and strong. And so he started looking at that, and he came up with a way of making a medical cement that was used to set orthopedic fractures.
Now Calera's trying to scale this process way up to make cement for building homes, high-rises, roads, and bridges. The company is capturing CO2 from the fumes of a power plant at Moss Landing that burns natural gas. It mixes the flue gas with mineral-laden seawater to make calcium carbonate cement. It's just a pilot project now. Calera cement will have to pass a multitude of industry standards before it can be marketed. But the company has caught the attention of legendary venture capitalist Vinod Khosla. At a recent conference, Khosla was hopeful for Calera.
Calera is building cement, carbon-negative cement, that could solve the carbon sequestration problem if successful. Big if, but if successful, you'd build cement this way.
Khosla explains how his investment in Calera fits his strategy for funding green tech.
The problem is large, but the problem is also simple. We talk about a lot of things, but there's only three or four things that matter. We call them the war on coal, the war on oil, sustainable materials, and the war on efficiency.
A Sunnyvale company called Sirius Materials is battling climate change with its own novel building product. It's gearing up to sell a carbon-neutral sheetrock. The U.S. drywall industry emits nearly 10 million tons of carbon dioxide annually. That's equal to driving 1.2 million Toyota Camrys for a year. Kevin Serace, the company's CEO, says traditional drywall production releases a lot of carbon dioxide because of combustion.
So to make gypsum drywall today, you have to calcine it, which is basically the process of cooking the raw material. So you have to cook it, and then you put it on a line, mix it with water, and then you have to dry out that water. Now, when we're talking about cooking, we're talking about 5, 6, 7, 800 degrees Fahrenheit. When we're talking about drying, we're talking about 500 degrees Fahrenheit and a dryer the size of a city block.
So we're walking into the material science lab.
Sirius Materials, a company backed by $62 million in venture capital funding, is trying to completely change the process of making sheetrock. Thanks to modern chemistry, Serace says his company uses 97% less energy to make its drywall, also known as EcoRock.
So EcoRock was developed with about 80% recycled material, and between those recycled materials and some 20 overall ingredients, when those are combined, they actually create their own exothermic reaction. This particular product can actually cook itself, which is a very unusual trait, but it's a very good trait if you want to make something with no external energy.
Serace shows me a stack of small square samples of EcoRock.
As you can see, they really look just like drywall.
Uh-huh.
Really can't tell the difference. The saws like drywall, or it scores and snaps like drywall. Mm-hmm. You just use it like drywall.
Serace says the biggest challenge for Sirius Materials is not so much to convince contractors and developers to buy its new product. It'll cost about the same as conventionally made premium drywall, and green building is in demand. The toughest problem for companies is the current economic meltdown.
Even though we've got a climate change emergency, they're stuck because of an emergency on Wall Street.
Saray says his company's on track to roll out EcoRock by the beginning of the year. And even though the credit crisis is pummeling web companies in Silicon Valley, he says many clean tech companies are actually still attracting venture capital. For Quest, I'm Marjorie Sun.
Find out much more about green building materials at kqed.org/quest.